We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Thomas Bergeson. It's Monday, April 13th, 2026. It's been another weekend of Hollywood proving it still has plenty left in its orbit. Once again, the box office is revolving around intergalactic hits. Leading the charge for the second weekend in a row is the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which held firmly at number one with an estimated $69 billion, bringing its domestic total to just over $308 million. In second place, Project Hail Mary continues its strong run, earning $24 million in its fourth weekend. The sci-fi drama has brought in over $500 million worldwide, making it the third highest grossing movie of 2026. Holding steady, A24's The Drama made just over $8 million in its second weekend. It narrowly edged out this week's top newcomer, You, Me, and Tuscany, which sits comfortably in fourth. Rounding out the top five is Pixar's Hoppers, continuing its solid run with about $4 million. Industry analysts say 2026 is shaping up to be one of the strongest years for theaters since the COVID-19 pandemic, thanks in large part to crowd-pleasing blockbusters and family-friendly hits. Moving closer to home, tomorrow, local band The Queen Victoria will join WPGU 107.1 in the studio for a live interview. The Queen Victoria, who hail from Urbana, have been a staple in the Champaign-Urbana house show circuit since their formation in early 2025. The band will also be featured in the Battle of the Bands May 2nd on the South Quad from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. The interview starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow on WPGU 107.1. Staying on campus, the university's Black Chorus held its annual spring concert on Saturday. The group began with a speech from their student president and vice president in which the pair reflected on the concert's theme, Especially Mom. The concert was an expression of gratitude for all the moms who have lifted up the Illini for generations, their ceaseless support allowing the Illini to achieve their fullest potential. The program ranged from acoustic gospel to funky soul, including Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground, and the Illinois premiere of ensemble leader Dr. Ollie Watts Davis's latest piece, Bring Heaven Down. This year marks 58 years of uninterrupted excellence and lively performances from the Black Chorus at the university. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Ben Tuxhorn, and Katie Wilhite. From WPGU News, this has been Thomas Bergeson.